G'day and welcome to another episode of Your Money Moment. Today we're unpacking one of the most misunderstood parts of financial planning, the difference between income protection and disability cover, and why, for most people, income protection often offers the best long-term value and broader protection. If you've ever looked at your life insurance statement and wondered, do I really need both of these? This is the episode for you. So let's start with the basics. Disability cover is a lump sum benefit. It pays out one single amount if you become permanently disabled and can no longer work. For example, if you have 2 million in disability cover and an accident or illness means you can never work again, the insurer pays that 2 million once off. You then have to manage the payout to replace your income, cover medical costs, or adapt your lifestyle going forward. On the other hand, income protection is a monthly income benefit. It pays you a regular, tax-free income every month if you're unable to work due to illness or injury, either temporarily or permanently. So if you earn 40,000 Rand a month and you have income protection for that amount, the policy will replace that income for as long as you're unable to work, whether that's 6 months, 6 years, or for the rest of your life. The simplest way to think about it is this. Disability cover equals one big check. Income protection equals your salary that keeps coming in. With disability cover, you need to calculate and manage the lump sum carefully. You might need to use it to settle debt, invest to produce income, or adjust your living arrangements. With income protection, the insurer handles that part for you. Your income simply continues, month after month, until you recover or you reach retirement age. So let's look at the long-term value. Now here's why income protection often provides better cover over the long term. Let's say you earn 40,000 Rand a month and you become permanently disabled at age 40. If you had income protection and it pays until the age of 65, that's 25 years of income, about 12 million in total, in today's money, before accounting for inflation increases. Compare that to a lump sum disability payout of say, let's say 2 million Rand. Even if you invest that 2 million Rand wisely, it's unlikely to generate an income of 40,000 Rand a month for the next 25 years without running out of money. And that's the real power of income protection. It provides a sustainable income stream to adjust with inflation rather than a once-off payout that can easily fall short over time. So why people get confused? A lot of South Africans confuse the two types of cover because they sound similar. They both protect you against the risk of disability, but they serve different purposes. In a proper financial plan, disability cover is usually there to help with the once-off needs like settling your home loan, paying medical expenses, or adapting your home or car in case of disability. Income protection, on the other hand, protects your day-to-day life, your groceries, your school fees, your debit orders. It replaces your ability to earn. Is income protection more expensive? It might look that way on paper because it's structured as a monthly benefit. But when you compare the value of cover, it's actually more cost effective. Think about it. Paying a small premium for a benefit that could replace millions of rands in future income is of incredible value. In many cases, the cost of income protection for 40,000 rand per month might be similar to the cost of 2 million rand in lump sum disability cover, but the potential payout is much higher. That's why I often say, income protection isn't just cheaper in the long run, it's also smarter. So some final thoughts. If you rely on income to support yourself or your family, and most of us do, then income protection is one of the most important types of cover you can have. Disability cover has its place, but income protection is the foundation. It's a safety net that ensures that no matter what happens, your monthly income continues and your lifestyle stays stable. So if you're reviewing your cover or chatting with your advisor, make sure you understand what each product does and whether your income protection is set up to truly replace your salary if life takes an unexpected turn. That's it for today's episode. If you found this helpful, share with a friend or a colleague. It might help them protect their greatest asset, their ability to earn an income. Until next time, keep planning, keep protecting, and keep building towards financial peace of mind.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonehouse Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. Visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss your money moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.